Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, it's time for another episode of CRA Tips. I just finished a Cadence webinar where we talked about You Aren't Alone, how to build an internal team that leads to a thriving CRA program. And I started the webinar with level setting around governance and creating a culture of compliance and our compliance management systems and whatnot. And we just had an amazing panel of women, and they shared their journey in leading their CRA programs. And we had such a variety of types of banks and different structures. And it just really inspired me to share a few tips from them. I'm going to start just level setting with an overview of why we pulled together this webinar. And I had a private client, and they were a growing institution that in recent years became a large bank, and it used to be decentralized. And this bank didn't necessarily have one compliance professional that was the CRA administrator that brought everything together. And they finally hired one because they realized that they're growing and the responsibilities also grow, and they needed to build a more comprehensive CRA program. So my client got hired into that position, and then something weird happened. Some of her internal stakeholders that when decentralized, they contributed to the CRA program because there wasn't one person. So they were really acting as a team to pull together the CRA activities. Well, when she was hired, they started to say, oh, I'm done. Oh, give it to this new person. And it was really frustrating for her because she was newer to the CRA. She's building her CRA program. And in fact, she learned through interfacing with the industry that CRA is not done alone. It's not done by one. And so what she realized is that she has to rebuild the culture of compliance since her position was added. And so it will be a journey. And it's something that we'll work through, and she's a smart person, and she'll work on training and work on policies and procedures and engage with executive management. And her journey will not be easy, but she'll get there, right? So that they understand that she merely is a curator of the bank's responsibilities and their impact in the community, and that her job is to bring together all of the activities to position it for examiner review, right? So she'll get there. But I wanted to share a couple things from the webinar. First of all, we talked about the compliance management system and how the board, from an oversight and governance standpoint, from the CMS, they set the tone and the compliance expectations. So my private client, of course, and Hub member, she's like, well, I guess I need to go back to executive management and level set and talk about how we might structure the program going forward with my influence. So I thought that was great insight that she's going to look at executive management and start setting the tone there. Then we spent a little bit of time talking about the first line of defense, second and third. And just to recap, the first line of defense from a CRA standpoint is embedding some CRA responsibilities with the line of business, with those that are generating revenue for the bank that, you know, there's an embedded cost of compliance and a responsibility. So that's the first line of defense. And yes, this is easier said than done. And I see a lot of CRA professionals really struggle with this. Some banks got this wired and others are still struggling with getting buy-in from the lines of business. The second line of defense is compliance, where you would serve in the monitoring and testing and CRA strategy and oversight and reporting and bringing it all together for the examiner, right, is the second line of defense. And then the third is so important is an independent review, an audit function that could be internal or external to a third party. First, second, and third line of defense is so critical to think about, and you might want to reflect on, where are we today? Where is your CRA program in terms of your overall compliance management systems? Are you decentralized? Are you centralized? And do you have the buy-in of others? So going back to our panel, there was just some really sage advice and some great, great points that they brought up. The first one is that running a CRA program is a journey. It is a marathon. It is a relay. And I love this relay analogy that the CRA professional was saying, well, we're everyone in the bank, certain key players, internal stakeholders, all hold the baton. And if somebody drops it, then everybody is affected in terms of the CRA program. And I thought that was brilliant. It really is a great analogy to think about, well, who else holds the baton in your organization that enables you to bring together the story of impact and to bring life to that performance and to share your story. So to think about who are your baton holders and are they educated and are they trained up and do they understand their responsibility by holding that baton? Love that analogy. Another person also shared that from a buy-in standpoint, they gave market leaders $5,000 to deploy into their communities and requested that they were CRA qualified, so community development investments in the form of charitable contributions that count, right? As a community development donation. So that was brilliant. She taught these market presidents and then gave them some money to invest in the community that they serve. It was such great advice. Then, sure enough, they learned what CRA was. They also got to deploy some critical dollars into their market. So I just loved that. That was pretty amazing. And then another panelist talked about how she has a working group, much like the CRA committee, but the working group wasn't formal in their compliance structure, so they didn't have to take minutes. And they brought this group together from a strategic standpoint. So often I was saying that a CRA professional loved to bring in the grids and the performance tables and all the things, but she elevated the conversation to market strategy, CRA strategy, impact strategy. And I thought that was a brilliant reminder that when we bring people around the table to talk about CRA, they have such different vantage points. And quite frankly, it's expensive to bring everybody around the table that you'll want to really use and honor their time and be more strategic with their time around the table and to influence the CRA performance overall. So that was a really good reminder and a great aha. Another person talked about their internal process where they convene a smaller group of internal stakeholders weekly, and they share wins for the week and hot topics so that people stay engaged and understand the CRA program. This was an emerging CRA program that was starting to grow and grow the impact into the communities, and it takes many people. So they brought in people for weekly for short meetings of a smaller group to really build out the CRA program together. I love that. Wins of the week. Sometimes we do mission minutes, whatever it is, to really show how the community development changes people's lives. So it really becomes real to those internal stakeholders. Then we also talked about our personal role as CRA professionals, and that we have a leadership opportunity, and that we need not get too frustrated or defeated, and that we have a leadership opportunity that begins with us to spread the word and to educate and impart knowledge and inspire people to come to the table. So I thought that was a really good reminder. And this individual panelist really demonstrated her leadership in that regard. And I love that. Now, this tip, if you're multitasking, come back to me because this was so noted. In a recent exit meeting of her CRA exam, this CRA professional brought in her market presidents to participate. These are her internal stakeholders on the line to participate in that exit meeting. And she had an aha that she wished she did 20 years ago when she started this work, is the market leaders or your lines of business, they may just hear, oh, you got another satisfactory, yay, yay bang. But she brought them in strategically into the exit meeting. And the examiners, of course, debriefed in detail. And of course, the market leaders understood how their work in the markets and their assessment areas affected the ultimate CRA rating. So then executive management was around the table and the market presidents, and they listened and they heard and they finally realized their role, or at least it was an amazing reminder of the impact they have in running the CRA program. And since that time, she received a lot more engagement and was able to bring them to the table strategically to forge more impact into their markets and the bank's assessment area. So that was amazing. They now have a better context and more leadership and buy-in. Lastly, one person talked about positioning the internal stakeholders as CRA influencers, and I thought that was great. Everybody has a role, and it's just another way of saying that they are the ambassadors, they are the influencers, they are responsible for impact in their communities, and I thought that was really beautiful. So, gosh, there were so many great tips and wins and strategies. I just couldn't be more inspired by this work of these panelists. So, just wanted to share a couple things. I just got off the webinar and I just had to record this. So by the time you hear this, it's a couple weeks since that webinar, but you might want to tune into our Cadence webinars. They're just so insightful. We do comprehensive training around the CRA and some guest speakers that really show how they're implementing and running and leading their CRA programs. So I hope this serves you, and I hope that you got a few tips and tricks to then implement within your institution. Well, until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.